Brooke, Samantha, and Molly McClymont are three country music singing sisters from Australia. They've topped the charts down under. Now they're bringing their music topside.
Are you ready to kick it up?
The McClymonts have recently relocated to Nashville, and they've just released their latest CD, Wrapped Up Good. Brooke, Samantha, and Molly McClymont join us from Nashville. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you.
Or should we say, g'day?
Like, it would disappoint us if an Australian doesn't say good day. You know how we are. And put a shrimp on the Barbie, even though I know they're prawns.
Yeah, exactly.
So is Nashville where country music singers want to go, want to wind up, even if they're from New South Wales?
Well, it was for us, that's for sure. It's always been a big dream for us three girls, you know, to one day hopefully, you know, get to come to Nashville and even just, I don't know, have a go at trying to, you know, showcase our music in this town. And now that we've had the opportunity and we've moved here in June, it's more than a dream come true for us, and we're just enjoying every minute of it.
Last month, of course, you performed for the first time on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. What did that mean to you?
About 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half ago, we actually went to the Grand Ole Opry just to watch a show because, you know, we'd never been before, and Carrie Underwood and Josh Turner were playing that night. So we went along and you know, we said to each other while we were sitting there, wow, could you imagine if we got to perform there one day, and look, here we are 2 years later and we got to perform there twice in 1 month. So it was a very cool experience.
Are there ghosts at the Grand Ole Opry?
I've heard there are.
Really? I don't know if the ghosts would want to come up against the three of us. It's always three against one, so the ghosts outnumbered.
Let's listen to a little more of your music. Here's a bit of the title track from Wrapped Up Good.
Watch it.
So, when your three sisters singing together, how do you decide who gets the leads and who gets the harmonies?
It's actually one of the easier decisions we ever make when it comes to our band. I think we all know each other's voices so well. I mean, we've been singing together since we were little girls. So, when we write a song, we automatically go, this is a Brooke song, this is a Sam song, this is a Molly song. Mm-hmm. It's never something we even have to question. It's nice and easy, which is great.
And the harmonies come very easy too. I mean, this is Molly here. I normally take the high on everything that I'm not singing lead on, and Sam normally takes the low on what she's not singing lead on. So, and then Brooke will just swap in between. So that bit comes naturally, and we just do whatever's right for the song, really.
Well, we kind of know each other's ranges too. I know with Molly, when she goes for the high harmony, you know, keeping that in mind where I start the song, I've got to keep in mind poor Molly's got to sing live every night when we're out on the road and go, ooh, if we do it too high for, you know, where it's kind of borderlining on my register and stuff, I've got to realise, oh, Molly's not going to be able, she won't have a voice by the end of the tour. We could actually do a bit of a song for you if you want to hear it live.
Are you kidding? Of course.
What do you want to do, girls?
Let's do a chorus of the single then.
Sure. Wrapped Up Good.
Okay, we'll do a chorus so you can hear the intonations of our voices.
All right. No pressure.
Okay, two, three, four. You got me wrapped up. You got me wrapped up good. I feel the fire. You got my heart, baby, just like I knew you would. You're taking me higher. Your love is better than the weather out in Hollywood.
You got me wrapped up.
Oh, you got me wrapped up good.
Boy. You have made you have made my week.
Oh, thank you.
That was just wonderful. Thank you.
No,
thank you.
No worries.
Let's listen to a song where Samantha, I'm told, is on lead vocal. That's the song Take It Back.
Yes.
How do you figure out who writes what?
Yeah, we just separate. We co-wrote all of the tracks on the record. And we go off, and sometimes we do it in Australia or in America, and the three of us either write together or we co-write with other people. And it's really just a mixture. We like to mix it up so that we have lots of songs. Rather than one song, we can come back at the end of the day sometimes and have three songs between us all.
Make me feel so
great groups like the Beatles, no matter how much they sang together, we're still four separate voices. There's something about the three of you together which is quite haunting.
Yeah, thank you.
We can thank our mother and father for that one. We actually confuse them every time we call them up. And if you know, if this is Brooke here, if I say, "Hi, Dad," and he goes, "Hey, Sam," and I just run along with it. I go, "Yeah, I'm good." And then we confuse him.
Then later on he goes, "This isn't Sam."
Do you get back to Australia much?
Yeah, well, I guess we've only just moved here in June, so, you know, it's been nice holiday, I guess, from friends and family for a while. we'll start missing them soon.
We are going home for Christmas, so we'll spend Christmas with Mum and Dad, and then we'll come back in January.
Ladies, it's been wonderful to speak with you. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you so much for the interview. That was fun.
Brooke Samantha and Molly McClymont, they are speaking with us from Nashville. Their new album, Wrapped Up Good. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Good day. I'm Scott Simon.